Parunyaya, an invitation to the truth. Passages about Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, in the Torah. Jewish sources say the Mahdi, peace be upon him, will appear from Istanbul. Judaic sources dating back 3,000 years, just as Moses, after revealing himself to his brethren in Egypt and announcing them to that deliverance was near, after making his presence felt and saying that the reign of Islam was nigh, was forced to go into hiding for a time. The Mahdi, peace be upon him, will remain hidden. His time of seclusion is being described. So also will Messiah be forced to hide himself after his first revelations. He will remain hidden, our prophet, peace be upon him, says. The Mahdi, peace be upon him, will remain hidden. It is the same, do you see? Song of Songs 2:9. Just as Moses was raised in the house of Pharaoh in Egypt, it will happen in Istanbul, where there are Darwinists and materialists. It says it will be in Istanbul. Both had to appear, then hide. He will closely resemble the prophet Moses, peace be upon him. In the Hadith, our prophet, peace be upon him, says he will resemble the prophet Moses, peace be upon him. In that respect, he will remain concealed like the prophet Moses, peace be upon him. He says in the Hadith, look, a book dating back 3,000 years says the prophet Moses, peace be upon him, will be concealed, inshallah. To be sure, the light of the Messiah, which is to shine wondrously in the world, is not always to be seen as breaking in with complete suddenness. It says he will not appear all at once, the Mahdi, peace be upon him. It may become visible in gradations or stages. He will appear gradually, it says. It is told of Rabbi Hiya and Rabbi Simeon that they walked in the valley of Arbela early in the morning and saw the dawn breaking on the horizon. Thereupon Rabbi Hiya said, so too is Israel's redemption through King Messiah. At first it will be only very slightly visible. Then it will shine forth more brightly, and only afterwards will it break forth in all its glory. What does Ben-Yuzaman say? Even if there is a false dawn, the true dawn will appear in 30-40 years' time. The sun will appear, he says. What does it say here? There will be a false dawn first. The first rays of the sun will be seen. Then will come the true dawn. The sun, the Torah says what Ben-Yuzaman said 3,000 years later. The same. Just as Moses was raised in the house of Pharaoh in Egypt, so the Messiah will be in Rome. Both had to appear, then hide. In the same way that Moses, peace be upon him, was raised in the house of Pharaoh, among the enemies of his own people, the Messiah, peace be upon him, will grow up in the city of Rome in Istanbul. In other words, somewhere in which people live by Darwinism and materialism. He will strive against Darwinism and materialist belief. Istanbul is the place of saintly figures, but also one of antichrists. The Torah knows this fact. Look, a blessed individual such as the Mahdi, peace be upon him, is there, but there are also people like Satan there, supporters of the antichrist. Ben Levi meets the prophet Elias and asks, where can I find Moshe, the Mahdi, peace be upon him? Elias replies, go to the gate of Rome, of Istanbul. Mashallah, Topkapi, Istanbul has a number of gates. You will find him there. You will find him in Istanbul, he says. How many years ago? 3,000 years. www.harunyaya.com.